7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Over 2,000 received training under the Special Construction Gateway Project. Barbados has seen a 700% uptick in mental health calls. Barbados Union of Teachers to meet with teaching staff of the Lester Vaughan School to discuss the next course of action. Bahamian charged for alleged role in a human smuggling conspiracy. And divers recover bodies following Baltimore Bridge collapse. With the details in the 7:30 edition, I am Maurice Norvin. Over 2,000 people are receiving training through the Construction Gateway Project in preparation for the economic buzz in that sector. This was revealed by the Minister of State and the Prime Minister's Office, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, in the Senate yesterday. She gave details of the training at technical institutions in Barbados.
People train to do electrical installation, Mr. President, photovoltaic installation, Mr. President, plumbing, steel bending, textured wall coating application, tiling, welding, 2,840 people, Mr. President, trained through the construction gateway of this government to make sure that we upskill the average Barbadian, Mr. President, to be able to find jobs within this.
And she stated that these individuals will be receiving certification after their training is completed.
So that the welders, Mr. President, and the plumbers who didn't have certification but just know how to do a thing could walk away now, Mr. President, with certification from doing this program like anybody else to show that they have been able, again, Mr. President, to be trained and upskilled to be able to earn a living in this economy.
Minister of State in the Prime Minister's Office, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. A government senator has reported a 700% increase in mental health calls in the past 4 years. Senator Dr. Crystal Haynes gave the figure during the Appropriations Bill 2024 debate in the Upper House yesterday.
Data is showing that there was a 700% uptick in mental health calls between 2019 and now. 700% increase in mental health calls between 2019 and now in Barbados. You can dial 988. 988 is a short code if you're having a mental health crisis or if someone that you know is having a mental health crisis.
She outlined the job of the operators on the hotline for people experiencing mental health issues.
The operators on that line, sir, they're trained in mental health first aid. They can give general information, emotional support, and they also, sir, take what we call hot referrals, meaning that if there's an immediate threat to your life or to someone else's life, they can activate a system, sir, where other entities get involved.
Government Senator Dr. Crystal Haynes. Meantime, government remains committed to the rollout of its national strategic plan to deal with the high incidence of non-communicable diseases in Barbados. Delivering the feature address at the Nutritional Conference, Minister of State and the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael, highlighted his ministry's intent on reducing new cases by 50%.
It is a known fact that NCDs are the leading cause of death in Barbados. Sadly, estimates indicate that 8 out of 10 deaths are caused by NCDs. Our government has therefore signaled that this troubling issue must be addressed and has set a target of a 50% reduction in new cases of non-communicable diseases as one of its 6 missions contained within the Mission Barbados Declaration. Coming back home to the ministry that I have the honor of being a part of, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, we hold the view that the implementation of the National Strategic Plan for the Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases 2023 to 2030 is fundamental to the achievement of Mission Barbados's health-related mission as stated above.
He stressed the plan outlined strategies aimed at treating a number of causes that lead to NCDs.
The Strategic Plan for NCD Control 2023-2030 reflects this urgency by providing a comprehensive framework consisting of 8 priority areas aimed at tackling the rising burden of NCDs. More specifically, the strategic plan emphasizes the reduction of risk factors such as tobacco use, unhealthy consumption of alcohol, poor nutrition, and sedentary lifestyles through educational initiatives and policy interventions targeting communities, schools, and workplaces.
Minister of State and the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. Well, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has been outlining the steps that Barbados must take to develop a strong agro-processing industry with the ability to export. She was responding to the concerns of a resident who highlighted the potential of agriculture as a significant contributor to the economy, especially from rural Barbadians. Ms. Motley emphasized the importance of developing a domestic agricultural base before exporting.
Our problem, however, is that can we import and produce sufficient to develop a strong agro-processing industry that fundamentally is an export industry but starts with the domestic base?
Right.
And if we can do that, then I think we can finally turn the corner and move agriculture in Barbados from being a plantation-driven, sugar-driven model where rotation took place with sugar for the purposes of sugar for the most part, to a model where we are seriously a net exporter of agro-processed food and fisheries.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Barbados Union of Teachers says it will meet with the teachers from the Lester Vaughan School to discuss the move forward. The Ministry of Education met with teachers yesterday to share the results of the air quality and environmental quality testing that was conducted at the institution. The ministry received the results on Tuesday and has been sharing that information with stakeholders. BUT President Rudy Lovell says they will assess the report with their members.
The Barbados Union of Teachers attended a meeting, a stakeholder meeting with the Ministry of Education and sister unions to discuss the issues at the Lester Vaughan School. Another meeting was convened with staff the following day. The union now has to meet with its members to discuss the findings of the environmental report and to chart the way forward.
BUT President Rudy Lovell. A car was destroyed by fire in an area near the Clyde Walcott roundabout in St. Michael. The Barbados Fire Service said they received a call at 4:33 p.m. yesterday and responded with four fire officers and one water tender. The ambulance was also called to the scene. However, no one was reported injured. A Bahamian national has been charged for his alleged role in a human smuggling conspiracy that resulted in multiple migrant deaths. According to an indictment unsealed in the Southern District of Florida, 33-year-old Vandrick Smith was arrested on the 6th of March in the Bahamas pursuant to a request by the United States involving charges filed under seal in the Southern District of Florida in November of last year. According to the court document, Smith was allegedly involved in a human smuggling organization that attempted to bring migrants illegally from the Bahamas to the United States by boat. The migrants were nationals of Colombia, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti, among other countries. The migrants, or their families and friends, allegedly paid the organization money to be smuggled to the United States. And the bodies of two people have been recovered from a red pickup truck, which was submerged under the water where the Baltimore Bridge collapsed. Eight construction workers were on the bridge when a ship struck it, plunging them into the waters below. Two of the workers were rescued on the day, but the search continues for the other four, all presumed dead. Salvage crews are working to address hazardous materials and accident investigators are on the scene. Four of the six victims of the bridge collapse have been named so far. In the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Over 2,000 received training under the Construction Gateway Project. Barbados has seen a 700% uptick in mental health calls in the past 4 years. Barbados Union of Teachers to meet with teaching staff at the Lester Vaughan School to discuss the way forward. A Bahamian charged for alleged role in a human smuggling conspiracy. And divers recover bodies in the Baltimore Bridge collapse waters. I am Maurice Norville, and that's a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen to the Starcom Network stations or catch up on starcomnetwork.net.